Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Gorgeous day in Hawaii. A gorgeous high surf warning, though, for the east-facing shores, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. The advisory is in effect for the north-facing shores, Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. So the warning's up for the east-facing shores, right along Haula, Ka'ava on Oahu. Be ready for that surf to be coming up and the rocks and what have you, sand coming up on the roadway. We've got a great show for you, but if you're looking for a tee time, I've got some. It's 55 degrees in Volcano. There's an 840. Makalei has a 932. Poipu on Kauai has a 910. Kapolei has an 822. Royal Hawaiian Country Club a 918. Makaha East an 850. And on Maui, at the Emerald Course, the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions is underway on the Emerald Course. You could play on the Blue Course at 10:20 or 11:08. Got a great show for you today. Ron Cyrak is joining us, golf writer, Global Golf Post, and LPGA.com. And of course, Golf Channel contributor, catch him on Morning Drive, and author of Vision 54, the trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now, Alex Urban. He's the executive director of the PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, of course. He's going to be on with us. Michael Patrick Shields. This is the 78th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor and Wheeler. And today we're going to talk with, one man who was certainly serving in that time and then became president of the United States. Michael Patrick wrote a book. It's called I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George H.W. Bush. There's also somebody coming in from Ireland, Peter Lawrie, the European Tour champion and European Tour Player Advisory Council member. He's director of golf now at Fairways and Fun Days. We're starting off with Ron Cyrak after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, let's bring him into the clubhouse. It's Ron Cyrak, and of course, he's on the show. Love talking with Ron. We've got the Global Golf Post, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author, Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, hi. Thanks for having me on again. And it's hard to believe we're at the end of another year.
I know. And there's so much going on this weekend, considering it's the, we've got the PNC father-son with Annika Sorenstam, the first woman to play in this tournament with her father. And we have an amazing controversy that's being played out at the Hero World Challenge. And none other than Patrick Reed, of course. I'm not sure where we should start. Should we start with Annika?
Sure. It's always good to start with her.
Yes. Annika Sorenstam playing with in the PNC with her father, Tom. What an amazing time that we're in to see so many things happening in the women's game that we're starting to see some crossover where the women are getting into the men's side. Have you talked with her about what it was like being given this opportunity?
Yeah, I saw her at the PGA of America Hall of Fame induction about a month ago in Palm Beach Gardens. And, there have been daughters who've played with their professional fathers, but there's never been a professional pro woman play. And so she gets to be the first. And she's been the first in so many things. She's the appropriate person for this. She was also good friends with Arnold Palmer. And this was an important event to Arnold. Arnold was very big in creating it, and he'd be very happy to have Annika be the first female pro.
I was listening to a conversation this morning on Morning Drive. Of course, Ron Syrek is on frequently. And the conversation was with some people who have played in this tournament. And they said, for a lot of them, it is better than winning a PGA Tour event, or in some cases, even winning a major, because the bond they feel with the person they play with is so significant, like father-son, father-daughter. And in this case, with Annika, it's her father who introduced her to the game.
Yeah, you know, it just highlights one of the great things about golf. I mean, what other sport is there where not only can you play with your child, but the nature of the game is you can talk to them while you're playing. You can interact with them and really, really share the experience. But, I've walked a lot of golf holes with both Tom Sorenstam and Annika's mom, Gunilla, over the years that Annika was out there. And they started her out. The story that she told me is when she first started going with them, she just grabbed onto the back of their pool cart and just ride along, be pulled along, watching them play, and all she waited for was to get to the turn so she could get an ice cream cone.
Yeah, and I was thinking when they were talking about how important this tournament was to be actually included in, was watching your child, who's now a young person, and you kind of see yourself in them. And you see yourself as a younger person, and knowing that what you have done is kind of being taken forward by the people that you've raised. They're becoming people. They're no longer just your child. And that made me feel, you know, all warm and fuzzy.
And you know, for Annika, her kids are too young, really, to be playing in this. They're, I believe, 9 and 6 or 9 and 7. But... you know, it raises the interesting question next year, Annika turns 50. Mm. She turns 50 in October, and makes you wonder if in 2021 she might be dust off those clubs and play the U.S. Senior Women's Open, now that there is a U.S. Senior Women's Open. And it's been a long time since she's competed, but the fact that she's going out and doing this weekend makes me think that likes the idea that her kids might see mom go out and do something good on a golf course, and maybe she wants them to see more.
Well, now, have you asked her? Because she's always said so vehemently that she doesn't want to compete anymore.
Yeah, you know, when I talked to her about it, and I didn't get as definitive of a no way as I have in the past. Now, you know, she is, she walked away from the game at age 38, and people asked me if she was coming back. I said then, no way. And I knew Annika well enough to know that if she couldn't be the best player in the world, she wasn't going to play, because that's what she played for, to be the best player in the world. And I think that she knew that the amount of time and work she had to put into being the best player in the world, both practicing golf and her rigorous workout program and everything, she didn't want to take that time away from the family that she was just starting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, as I said, I do think the kids are getting to an age now where she might think it's cool to play some golf with them, and they could work on the games together. And then she could go out and show them how good mom played the game.
Yeah, and Tiger loved that. Tiger Woods, I mean, he said, my kids don't know how good I was. You know, they just don't know. And that was a weird feeling for him, for them not to know how good. And they'd come to the tournaments and they'd watch him. And now, of course, it's a whole different story, which we'll get to a little bit later. But on the PNC, Tom Watson, because there are 20 major champions, 12 Hall of Famers, and 15 Ryder Cup players, of course, including Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson, all in the PNC. You can watch it on television this weekend on Golf Channel. Tom Watson is playing with his son, Michael Watson, and I'm not sure. His wife, Hillary, has just passed from pancreatic cancer. It was the day before Thanksgiving. And Hillary was a cutting horse champion rider. And she said it's what got her through the treatments. Quoting her now, I think that's what kept me going through all of that, having those shows and being enthusiastic and excited about doing something. He's playing, and he's with his son. I think that's, it says something beautiful about the game, too.
Yeah, it is. As we were saying before, that sort of bond, that, you know, it's sort of a way for both of them to deal with the situation and to process the situation. Mm-hmm. And you know, the point that you made is also good too. Is that to play in the father's son, you have to have won a major championship or the players' championship, and. You know, and that, again, that was one of the ways in which Annika qualified, in fact, you know, as a 10-time major winner. But you do really see, I remember seeing John Daly with his kid out there, Vijay Singh with his kid, and you could feel the closeness and how special it was to be sharing that experience.
I'd like to take a quick break and come back and talk to you about Georgia Hall being honored by the royal family, and a little bit about Mike Wann was on Golf Channel this week talking about what he's doing with the LET, the Ladies European Tour, how that has finally come to fruition. Let's just take that break. More network coverage is in the works. We're going to come back with Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor, author, Vision 54 trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
We've got Ron Cyrak. He is Golf Channel contributor and author of Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose with Pia Nelson and Lynn Marriott, Vision 54. We're going to be talking now about the LPGA, the season in retrospect. But let's kind of look more at the CME Group Championship. It was fantastic. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, it was an amazing week. $5 million purse, $1.5 million first prize, which is the largest prize in the history of women's golf, and the fact that it was decided by a 25-foot birdie putt on the last hole by Se-young Kim was just astounding. It was, they could not have had a more exciting, better finish for what was truly a historic event. And, you know, the other thing that happened during the course of the week is that Commissioner Wann announced that he'd sign a new long-term contract extension. And I think there's so much good stuff ahead for the LPGA, and that for the first time, perhaps ever, they're really operating from a position of strength.
Yeah. I mean, he's got more tournaments that he's putting into the mix. He's got increased purses, the $1.5 million going to just one person. I mean, that's phenomenal in the LPGA world. But as a process of the CME Group Championship, everybody is kind of increasing their purses on the tour to keep up and make an impression. We have the LET coming together with the LPGA and Commissioner Juan talking about how this isn't just seven or eight or possibly nine tournaments, new tournaments for the LET, not small ones, but some million-dollar tournaments. And considering that men and women are playing more in Europe, not so much against one another, but as teams, this is all part of, I think, what his vision is. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, it's an example, again, of the position of strength the LPGA is working from right now. The LET has been on hard times for a few years. Last year, they went 2.5 months without a tournament, you know, anywhere. So they're struggling along. And, you know, for a long time, Laura Davies and Sophie Gustafson were playing both tours and playing the LPGA and the LET and keeping the LET alive. And now it's become anybody, as soon as they get good enough, they leave the LET and come to the LPGA now. And I think the fact that the LPGA is stepping in, I think one of the things that we'll see in the short run is a European swing, you know. And now that you have two majors in Europe, the Evian Championship and the AIG Women's British Open, I can envision down the road where we'd have one of those majors at the beginning of a four tournament swing, the other one at the end. They already have the Scottish Open. Say maybe they add like the Swedish Open, and then you go Evian, Scottish Open, Swedish Open, British Open. You know, a four tournament swing through Europe the way the tour has a swing through Asia, and that's all good for women's golf. It's good for the LET. And ultimately, it's going to be good for the LPGA.
Yeah, he was just back from Spain when he was on Golf Channel Morning Drive. He said it's going to be a subsidiary 50-50 ownership. The board will be six from each side, LET and LPGA. Of course, the LPGA brings a lot of resources, financial sponsors. And he said one of the most important parts he thinks of this working together is creating a pathway for the LET to the LPGA, if they want to do it. You know, a lot of people don't like some of our Asian friends don't want to play on the LPGA tour. They want to stay on the Korean LPGA or the JLPGA. Doesn't matter right to them, right? And then when he was talking about the network coverage, increasing the number of hours on network and having to find more ways to give the international networks more. And he mentioned this one number. He said that, you know, normally in Korea, when the women are playing, it's about a seven when it comes to ratings. But when the Olympics was covered, it was up in 21. You know, that's right. Huge. It's huge.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see, first off, I think you're going to hear some pretty good news relatively quick soon about the next TV contract for the LPGA. Their TV contract expired this year, and what they did is negotiated a two-year bridge contract to 2021, which is the same year that the PGA Tour's contracts with Golf Channel, NBC, and CBS expire. So in 2021 now, the contracts for both the PGA Tour and the LPGA will be expiring. And the LPGA went out and hired the PGA Tour to negotiate their TV contract for them. And so all that leads me to think that the PGA Tour has decided the LPGA is the second most valuable product in golf, mm-hmm. and that they're going to negotiate and leverage their power to get better TV exposure for the LPGA. And that's one of the goals that Mike Juan has right now, is increased purses, and purses have almost doubled since he took over in 2010. They'll play for over $75 million next year. But he wants to get that more TV exposure on network TV, and I believe it's going to be seven tournaments in 2020
are going to be on network TV.
Fantastic. And the other little thing he dropped in on that interview, he said that he wouldn't be surprised if we hear something in the United States of the LPGA and the PGA Tour, men and women playing in the same events. Have you heard anything on the inside of this?
Well, they've been talking about that, and I know this. TV executives really want it, and I could see that being part of the TV negotiations that are going on right now. The tricky thing, the obstacle to get around there is the men play for so much more money than the women.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, how do you come up with, you know, the they play the Vic Open in Australia, and it's a concurrent event. Men and the women both play in the same golf course at the same time, alternating threesomes, women's from the women's tees, men's from the men's tees, and they play for separate prize purses. But they're both playing for $1.5 million. Well, getting a PGA Tour, that's $1.5 million total purse, not first prize.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a PGA Tour player to play for that kind of money is going to be impossible.
Yes.
So, how do you come up with a prize money that will entice the PGA Tour players to play?
Yeah.
You know? So that's the big thing to work out. TV really, really wants it. They want some form of PGA Tour and LPGA players playing together.
Let's go straight to TV and the impact it has on rules. And in this case, on Patrick Reed, who, if you haven't heard, he's in a kind of a waste area. It's called a waste area. It's not a bunker. It's just some ground, and it's sandy, and there's a footprint, and his ball is in the footprint. Apparently, it's kind of deep. And you see on very clearly that Patrick Reed is taking his club, and he's kind of right behind the ball. It's kind of a practice swing. And every time he swings back, he pushes a little bit of sand back, and then he does that. Pushes a little bit of sand back. And so it was noticed that had happened. It was all on camera. Tell me, before we go into what Patrick said about that, what did you see?
Well, you know, you're allowed to ground your club in a waste area, but you're not allowed to improve your lie, you know, which is true anywhere in the golf course. You can, you know, if you're in the fairway, you can ground your club behind the ball, but you can't improve your lie. And it seemed pretty clear to me that on his takeaway, as he would take the club back away from the ball, he was improving his lie. He was smoothing out the sand behind the ball. And then, you know, Patrick, being Patrick, just says, well, it's their word against my word. And that's not exactly true. It's like his word against what TV showed everybody, and it seemed pretty clear. You know, I was at the U.S. Women's Open at Coeur d'Alene when it happened to Anna Nordqvist grounding the club in a bunker. And that was a bunker, and she accidentally hit the sand. I was at the Royal Lisbon St. Anne's when it happened to Michelle Wee on the 14th hole in 2006, taking her club back, and she hit something in the bunker. Those things happen, and they were all caught on TV, and it was irrefutable evidence. You know, in Patrick's world, there's no such thing as irrefutable evidence.
And he said there was only one camera angle, and I mean, it was a close up, and it was so obvious. It was, and they watched it for about 5 minutes. And some people, of course, on social media are saying all kinds of stuff. I mean, we've got gifts on Twitter with people, babies shoveling sand. There are comments that Patrick Reed cheated to win the 2018 Masters. You know, I've changed my mind. Hashtag all this stuff. And some folks say, well, Patrick Reed likes that. You know, he likes, now he's going to have this chip on his Reed against the world again. It's interesting, and the, you know, intent was a big part of the conversation. And Slugger White, who is the PGA rules official, says intent had nothing to do with his ruling at all, if there was even that part of it. It was just Reed, as you said, Ron, improving his lie, and that's against the rules of golf. So anyway, it's just interesting watching this young man. So, you know, whether I just don't think it'll change anything in his world. He's just going to keep on being Patrick, don't you?
He doesn't need any more chips on his shoulder. but he's the kind of person who sees everything as a chip. In a strange sort of, and there are players who are like that, who like to have that motivation.
Yeah.
But he's somebody who doesn't apparently seem to care what anybody thinks of him.
No, he doesn't. No, he's very insular. It's his family, and the rest is, we're all, none of it, that's it. And it's not even his parents, it's his wife's parents. That's the nucleus of his world. We have also this something interesting happening, the LPGA Player of the Decade. There's the Kathy Whitworth bracket, and that came out to be NB Park and Michelle Wee, and NB Park won the winning. Player of the Decade, Soyoung Park and Soyoung Roo, and Soyoung Park, she came out on top. So on December 12th, it'll be Park versus Park in December, right? On the 12th, they'll be voting. Annika Sorenstam bracket had Lydia Ko, Nayeon Choi. Lydia Ko came out on top. Arya Jutanugarn, Suzanne Paterson. Arya Jutanugarn won that. And this is all happening on social media, whether you're on Facebook, on Instagram, or Twitter. You can vote. So then it'll be Ko versus Jutanugarn on December 12th. Now, the Mickey Wright bracket hasn't been voted on yet, or it's just ending. I don't know if you saw the results. I haven't. Yanni Zen and Inji Chun and Jin Yong Ko and Christy Kerr. Out of that, let's go with Zen and Chun. Who would you go with?
I'd have to go with Yanni. Yanni was just people forget that by the age of 23, she had 15 wins in 5 majors.
Yep.
And then she's, and you think at the age of 23, Annika Sorenstam had no wins, ended up with 72 wins in 10 majors. So we tend to forget how dominant Yanni was. So I'm thinking that Yanni will win that.
And Ko and Kerr?
That's a fascinating
tough one. Yes.
That's really, really a fascinating one. And that's almost a toss-up because, in my mind, Christy Kerr has Hall of Fame credentials.
Yes.
What she's done over the course of 20 years is phenomenal. But what Jin Yun is doing right now, and it's so early in there, but, and I've said this to you before, and this is not a compliment I throw around lightly, but Jin Yun Ko reminds me of Annika Sorenstam, the way she plays golf. She plays with a discipline, and she plays with a consistency that's just really, really hard to beat.
So then we've got the Lewis Suggs bracket. We're just going to say Stacey Lewis and Brooke Henderson and Lexi Thompson and Chen Shenfeng, and that voting will begin on December 10th. And finally, let's get to Georgia Hall. How about it? How do we address her?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how you say, it's not certainly, is a dame? She's member of the most excellent order of the British Empire.
It sounds like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Thank you. but I think it's
but,
wonderful.
I've known Laura Davies for a very, very long time, and whenever I see her, I call her Dame Laura, and she always says that, you don't have to call me Dame. And I said, yes, I do, because I don't know anybody else to call. So I think it's sort of cool that I know somebody who's a dame of the royal.
I love it. Ron Syrak, you are always fun. Thank you so much. Ron Syrak is Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Thanks, Ron.
Talk to you down the road, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Yes, we're going to do Century of Tournament of Champions. It's coming up in 24 days. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
I'm good, and you sound awesome. 24 days away, you've got everything in place, right?
Let's just say I'm happy it doesn't start tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm happy we've got 24 days to finish some things up, but no, we're ready. It looks beautiful over there. It's going to be, we're ready to host the champions from the PGA Tour's 2019 calendar year.
And we're so lucky that we're watching some of them who are coming right now. Hero World Challenge. Then we're going to be watching them at President's Cup. And then they're going to be coming. I mean, it's really exciting how this can build toward the Century Tournament of Champions, seeing them so active in the quote-unquote off-season. Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that. I'm sitting here. I have it on my TV here at my house as well. So it's... You're right. I think this little 2-week stretch here is gonna whet everyone's appetite for the PGA Tour to return, and not a better place to do it than Kapalua.
No, and it looks absolutely spectacular. Geez, I'm just watching the leaderboard. I clicked on something and I went, my oh my, Tiger Woods is definitely feeling like he's going to come out on top of this one. At least now he's tied with Henrik Stenson, if you're not able to watch. Or maybe I should just stop talking so I don't take it out. But there's lots more to go. We're only through 8 holes. Having a great time watching this event and getting prepped. You know, when we were talking the last time about what Tiger's schedule is like, going to Hero, then going to Australia, then flying and over here. And I was with Mark Rolfing on the conversation that it's like, that would be brutal, a brutal flight schedule. But it sure would be fun if he were there because it looks so amazing. I was seeing pictures. And I just can't wait to see it. You had a gathering for people and how's it, what are the comments coming back from people who are playing?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to be invited to take a preview of the golf course. You know, obviously Troon Golf, who manages the course, did the work and the refinement with Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw. And we were lucky enough to go out there for a preview day a couple weeks ago, right before they reopened. And it looks incredible out there. It's, I think, you know, there are some subtler changes that I think you might not notice immediately, like some of the bunker edgings and stuff like that looks a little bit more natural, maybe, than it did you know, the year before, and I think it was kind of the original look that Bill and Ben were going for on the golf course. But really, what really jumps out at you right away is the conditioning of the golf course. It's beautiful, and the greens roll absolutely pure. So I think our players, when they come out here, a lot of them who are playing in the Bahamas this week at Tiger's event, I think they're going to have a blast.
Oh yeah.
There's a couple of minor changes. There's a not so minor change on five. There's a new bunker in the fairway there, so I think that's going to give guys something to think about. on that tee shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the defending champion, Xander Schauffele, defending Sony Open champion in the field, of course, because this is the PGA Tour main event. Once you've won, you get to come. And everybody says when they've won, I get to go to Maui. And that's just the biggest thing. So then, of course, we have Matt Kuchar. He won the Sony. Then Gary Woodland, who just won the, you know, U.S. Open and showing so well. Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Francesco Molinari, Rory McIlroy, Paul Casey, Graham McDowell, Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, Sung Kang, Patrick Cantlay, Kevin Na, Shane Lowry, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, all these guys and more. I didn't name them all. Who's confirmed?
Yeah, so, you know, we're in that stage right now where guys still have, you know, a good 3 weeks to commit to the event, and everyone does it a little differently. Some guys commit early, and some guys wait till the Friday before.
Isn't that the truth?
In terms of guys we know for 100% sure are coming, and I'm this is just off the top of my head. Of course, you mentioned our defending champion, Xander, and Matt Kuchar from the defending champion of Sony. Both those guys, absolutely. But also, you know, a lot of our past winners that are in the field, like Justin Thomas, who's playing well this week, and Dustin Johnson, who I think will be playing next week at the President's Cup after taking this week off. He had a little knee surgery in the fall, but I think he's recovering nicely. John Rahm, who I think is pretty close to the lead here, he's confirmed with us.
Awesome.
Gary Woodland, you just mentioned. I mean, the list is really strong.
It is.
So it's going to be a heck of a field. That's the one nice thing about this event is that we never have to worry too much about our field.
No, not at all. And Rory McIlroy loved it. I'd love to see him come back again and see the new course. When you talk about, we talk so much about when the refinement was done, it was done with a lot of things in mind. The winds pattern that's changed, what kind of grass to put in with the way the water is falling out of the sky. It's different than it was 30 years ago. So you look at all those things and then bringing all these players who are used to what has been happening at Kapalua for 30 years, they're going to be playing a different course, a tougher course. It's not going to be, hit and it lands and doesn't move. This is going to be rolling, which is great for people like me who depend on the roll to get going. And so it's not predictable. And that, I think, is going to be so exciting to watch this year.
Yeah, no, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head of what they were going for with the refinement and the whole project. So, you know, it's always weather dependent with rain and wind that time of year too. You know, any golf course that those guys know where the ball is going to hit and land. And if it doesn't roll, then they're going to shoot some good numbers. But the minute it starts rolling after it hits and that starts to introduce those extra variables for them, I think you're exactly right. I think it's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be. And now here's the big thing. Okay, for folks who don't like to leave their car far behind, there's a whole new parking system in place, so your car will be closer to you than in Lahaina. Tell us about the new general parking for the 2020 Century Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, so we're really excited. I know that, or we know that. Taking a shuttle from Lahaina for 15 or 20 minutes wasn't the greatest experience. It's no one likes a shuttle. Plenty of golf tournaments have them because there's only so many places you can park cars, especially on an island like Maui. But we were lucky enough to find some parking pretty much right adjacent to the golf course. So fans will be able to park right there. You can actually see some of the course from the parking lot. Very, very minimal fee of $10 to help us make that move, and then you'll take a 1 to 2 minute shuttle right to the entrance of the golf course.
So you have to,
it is still on the side of a mountain, so we didn't want to make people walk you know, a mile and a half to the clubhouse. So there is still a little, shuttle, but it's pretty negligible in terms of time.
The shuttle that you are talking about now is akin to having an elevator or an escalator to get to the entrance.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good analogy. Good analogy.
You know, take me up that mountain. I've walked it a couple of times. It's a lot steeper than you'd think. So their signage, of course, will be all along when they get off the airport. Plane probably and telling people how to get to the parking space. It's going to be easy to find.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have plenty of signage, especially on the highway, you know, in Lahaina, leading up towards the golf course, directing you to the public parking. But yeah, our signs are. We'll have all of our airport signage up soon. It's starting to feel. We got all the light pole banners up at the golf course. It's starting to feel like Century Tournament of Champions season, you know?
Yes. And then there's also a spot for Uber and cabs and other reliable modes of transportation that you would want to take. And that's going to be right on Village Road, pretty much at the, right?
Right at the Village Center, yep. So it's just like last year, you can catch an Uber there. The way it'll work is if you catch an Uber to the golf course, it'll drop you off at the Village Center and you take a short shuttle to the course. And so we work directly with Uber to make that the drop-off and pick-up point. So it's quite simple, and then when you're leaving the golf course, that same shuttle will take you back to the Village Center, and then the Uber will pick you up there, and they'll have them staged. So there'll be plenty of cars.
And that's wonderful. And another thing that I love that you've added is this eighth hole venue. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm happy you asked about that. It's a brand new venue that we're calling the Banyan Club. There's actually this really cool old banyan tree to the left of that green that if you're not really looking directly at it, you wouldn't notice. But it's this massive tree. So the venue kind of named itself. And really the goal of this venue is kind of a social, fun, collaborative atmosphere for fans with soft seating and drink rail. And there's going to be some private seating as well. For folks with that venue for the eighth green with some foldable chairs that are only available to those folks. And, you know, the eighth hole is such a great par three over that gorge. And there's a new tee box on that hole, Danielle. It's, like, off to the right-hand side, probably by about 30 yards. So for the professionals, it's an entirely new angle coming into that green.
So
it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so I could, like, hang out at the eighth. And watch
Absolutely.
Everybody and just, you know, I'd have what beverages, you know, keep myself hydrated, something to eat when I got hungry, go out maybe and watch closer and then pull back out of the sun. This is a really good idea. You might want to expand it to other holes.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea. That's the hope is, you know, we looked at what was available and, you know, we think our ground ticket experience is really strong and we do really well in our high-end hospitality. And our clubhouse is a great experience, too, but we needed something on the golf course that was kind of more in that middle between grounds and, you know, a full skybox experience.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm really excited about it. Plus, you know, we have NFL playoffs on that weekend, and this will be a place where we'll have those on the – we'll have the games on the TV. So you can watch golf, you can watch football, you can hang out. If I was attending the tournament – and not running the tournament, this is probably the one that I would buy.
Yes. I'm with you.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Augusta National. There's this place where you can go. It's got the most incredible snack bar. It's really close to the action, so you just walk over, and then all of a sudden you're in this world of, ooh, I get to satisfy all the munchies that I have right now. Stock
exactly.
up and then go back out if I want. Yes.
And we're going to have a great food truck in that venue that's only for folks in that venue called the Jaws Fish Tacos. That's a Maui staple. It's a great truck. So,
well, Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. I certainly hope you'll be on in the coming weeks as more and more people. Yeah, let's do this again, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sitting here watching these guys play and excited to have them here. And you know, just want to remind everyone. For any information from tickets to, you know, we still have some Inside the Ropes Honorary Observer packages available.
Oh, you do?
Which those are pretty cool. You know, as a golf geek, that's kind of my favorite. But in my opinion, that's the coolest thing that we offer.
Yeah.
CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Real easy. Just the tournament name .com. And you can find everything you need and also my phone number. So if you just want to give me a call, I can talk about the tournament for days. As I'm sure you can imagine.
And so the honorary observer packages are still available. CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Go there for all the information. Alex Urban, thank you so much for being on the show, and let's book another date.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. That sounds like a plan.
Excellent. Have a great weekend. I hope you do have some time off.
We'll make sure we take time to stop and smell the roses.
All right. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields is going to be with us, syndicated radio talk show host, Michigan Big Show. It is the 78th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor and Wheeler Army Airfield. And so we've got a story to tell a little bit with a book that he wrote about, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th. At the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I just got a note for you. You know how we make excuses during the holidays to, like, oh, I don't know, buy something for the house, maybe a new washing machine. You don't really want to give your other special person, you know, a washing machine for Christmas. What do you want to do me to do? Vacuum all day long? That's a vacuum cleaner coming in. No, for the home, you should get, just for the home, for the family, Aloha Power Equipment has what you need. Okay, this weekend, you can get the Honda EU 2200i generator for $999, and the extended warranty is only $99. At Waipahu and Sand Island Access Road, weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, and power it. That's Aloha Power Equipment. And now, we have, at Wailea Golf Club, we have a fantastic Claude Brousseau, Master you know, he's the PGA Master professional there. And Claude has created so many different things, including this fabulous new app that you can go to. It's the Virtual Golf Academy. But for an hour, you can go hang out with Claude, and he's going to teach you. This certificate is good for 1 hour session at the Gold Emerald Clubhouse, Wailea Golf Academy, with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. Compliments of Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. If you are the ninth caller, and all you have to do is dial 545-1111. That's it. Just dial that number, be the ninth caller, and this certificate is for you. Or maybe you have someone who loves the game, not feeling too good about themselves right now. They need a little tune-up. Claude's the man for them. Okay. Let's bring him in, Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. He's our travel guru extraordinaire. He's a travel writer. He's host of the Michigan's Big Show. He's Michigan Association of Broadcasters' Best Network Radio Personality of the Year, and he's author of, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George H.W. Bush. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Am I the ninth caller?
Yeah, nice try.
I could use a lesson, for sure. If I'm not, I'm going to hang up and try to call again.
Just stay, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Right. We'll work something out the next time you come to Hawaii, okay? But on this,
you know, I think what might be better than a lesson with Mr. Brousseau is to get that Weed It, Whack It machine were talking about at the start of the segment and put that in my golf bag, because I think that would be ultimately more useful.
So you can improve your lie. No. Careful.
Well, you have to find it before you can improve the lie.
This
so
is
it
true.
Would be helpful in both of those cases.
This is true.
Sure.
You can just kind of pull that little whacker right out of your bag. You know, everybody carries everything else in it, so why not a weed whacker? And just, you know, this is the 78th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and just about at this time, 78 years ago, Pearl Harbor and Wheeler Army Airfield were under attack. And, of course, they went for the airfield so there would be no air support. So we're talking with Michael Patrick Shields about a man we all know who fought in World War II and went on to be president of the United States, George H.W. Bush. Now, the friend in this question, because you wrote this with his friend Ken Rayner. Tell us about Ken.
Ken Rayner is a PGA professional from Maine, and as you know, the Bush family summered in Kennebunkport, Maine, at Walker's Point. And there was a little old-fashioned Walter Travis golf course there called Cape Arundel Golf Club, and so Ken Rayner he started with a weed whacker in his hand, I'm quite sure, as a maintenance guy there, and ended up spending more than 40 years working at that club, eventually the long, long, long time head professional. And so when you have the Bush family coming in, as they did, to play golf in the summer, often, frequently, he befriended the president and the man who would become president, because they knew him. He met him when he was UN ambassador. And, of course, we know he went on to be vice president, then president. And so Ken Rayner was the fishing buddy and golf pro and just a friend that didn't need anything to a very powerful man. You know what I mean? And so George Bush was able to let his hair down and enjoy himself with Ken Rayner. And so the book that I wrote with Ken Rayner, with the blessing of President Bush and the cooperation of the family, and in fact, Mrs. Bush wrote the foreword, is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George Herbert Walker Bush. And it's written by Ken Rayner, and I was blessed to be able to write the book with him.
That's wonderful. And I think it's so sweet when you think about it. You spend hours and hours and hours, countless hours, hanging out in a fishing boat or on the course, and you still call him Mr. President.
Yeah, Mrs. Bush asked him one time, after all these years, Ken, what do you call him? And he looked down at her and he said, yeah, I call him Mr. President. And that's how we came up with the title.
It's a beautiful, you know, it keeps the relationship in such a way that Mr. Bush, President Bush, can always feel like they're friends, but there's a safety net. It's just and I think it's adorable that, you know, Ken Rayner understood that he was always Mr. President. That's all there was to it, even if they were buddies.
Yeah, and Ken's point is, you know, I didn't call my dad by his first name either. My dad had a title, you know, or your Uncle Billy has a title. You don't usually just call him Billy. And so out of respect, he did that for all those years.
Wow. Yes, Mr. President, of course. What was, when they went fishing, does he talk about what they like to do, where, what kind of fish they were going for? What was their favorite place?
Stripers in Maine there, and then they would also fish in the Kennebunk River, both of which you can do now if you're a tourist and you go there. But I think some of the stories that are most entertaining, particularly on this December 7th, is that when the president got behind at the helm or behind the wheel, if you will, of his boats, Fidelity 1, 2, and 3, and 4, I think eventually, because everybody who has a boat knows you got to get a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one. But it was the closest the president could come to feeling like he did when he was able to fly fighters in the Second World War, to get behind the wheel and go across the ocean at full speed. And sometimes he would have world leaders on board, like Mikhail Gorbachev or Francois Mitterrand came, and W one time brought Vladimir Putin. But they would take him out for a boat ride, and he'd get behind the helm and open that thing up, and he'd have PGA Tour players on board and people who come to visit. And he felt, once again, the speed of being at the helm and the wind in his hair, and feel like an aviator all over again.
How old was he the last time they went out fishing?
Oh, the boat. President used the boat right up till the very end, so he would have been in his, probably 92 years old. You know, he parachuted right there along the ocean at age 90 from a helicopter, and of course that all dates back to the Second World War II, when he had to abandon his aircraft there, his Avenger aircraft, over Chichijima off the coast of Japan, having been shot down, and was miraculously rescued after a few hours in the ocean. And by the Finback, which is the name of his daughter Doro's boat in Kennebunkport. She calls it the Finback in homage to that submarine that saved the president's life. Otherwise, he surely would have been tortured by the Japanese, you know, if he survived being in the ocean back then.
Wow, the Finback was a submarine that came up and found him?
Yeah, it was called the USS Finback, and there's actually somebody took a film of it, and you could see it if you were to Google it, of him being pulled aboard the submarine. And he was the youngest naval aviator at the time, and when he'd heard the news about Pearl Harbor, he wanted to enlist immediately. And the legend has it that he faked his age, because you had to be 18 to do that. And worth remembering that he was from a wealthy family, and he sure didn't have to volunteer like he did, but he faked his age and went into the U.S. Navy as an aviator, and came straight out there to the Pacific.
Wow. We're talking with Michael Patrick Shields, author, with Ken Rayner, who is a head professional. Is he still working? I hesitate to say he is. Is he still head professional?
He retired this year in a very big ceremony at Cape Arundel there, but he still lives there in Kennebunkport. And in the winter, he is in at Coral Creek, which is right there at Gasparilla Island in Florida, and that's where the 43rd president, George W. Bush, spends the month of January. So they still spend a lot of time together with members of the family, and of course we still have the George Herbert Walker Bush Celebrity Golf Tournament in June in Kennebunkport every year, and the family is very much involved in that. We just, Skyhorse Publishing just released the book again in softcover 2 weeks ago to mark the 1 year of the president's passing, and there's a whole new chapter and some new pictures and some other new celebrity sidebars from people like, in fact, Jimmy Roberts is one of the new ones from NBC Golf and NBC Sports.
Wow. What's it like being in, knowing that you're friends with, I mean, you spend time at Kennebunkport. That must feel, how does it feel to be their friend?
For Ken?
No, for you, because you...
Well, that is absolutely surreal because, you know, when we launched the book initially, the president, Mrs. Bush, came to our book launch party, which was in Kennebunkport, and, of course, we did a presentation, and I was the MC. And I thought about all the times, you know, as a young person or watching on television, that I attended a rally or volunteered or watched the president on television. And then to think that he would be attending something at which I would be speaking about him was overwhelming. And, of course, they wouldn't sit in the first row. They sat in the fifth row because that's how they are. And to look down and talk about the president with him there, and Mrs. Bush was very involved. And this is one of the stories that's in the new chapter of the new softcover version of the book. But when you think about the friends that he had and the people who visited him there, when he was lying in state, I happened to be present at the Capitol with Ken Rayner, and there was a group of professional athletes that got an invitation to come to Washington and come pay their respects all at the same time. And I don't know if you know this, but when you're president, one of the things that you do is you plan your own funeral, which is a little bit grim, but they do that so that when it happens, everybody knows what's happening. And this is something the president wanted. He had a list of athletes that he wanted to invite. And in fact, he even had it arranged for them all to have dinner at Del Frisco's in Washington, D.C., after they paid their respects. So their buddy arranged one last dinner on me for the likes of Jack Nicklaus and Ben Crenshaw and Tim Fincham.
Oh.
And Chris Everett was there, and Fred Couples and Ken Rayner and Jim Nantz and Brad Faxon and Hale Irwin and Phil Mickelson. And Mike Krzyzewski was in that group too, and so was Peyton Manning and some others. Tony La Russa was there too, the baseball manager, and Blaine McAllister. So there's a picture that we took on the balcony there, the same balcony just below from which the president was inaugurated that looks down over the reflecting pond in the National Mall all the way to the Washington Monument, with this group of the president's friends having just paid their respects in state, standing on that balcony for the camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ken Rayner, special person. Does he have one special story about what President Bush was like on the golf course?
Well, he has lots of them. And one of the things is, obviously, when you go and play golf and there's a president there, the president would notice people who were looking over or who were gawking or who were maybe afraid to come and approach and say hi. And so he would always go over to them in the parking lot or on the course, and he would say, "Can you do me a favor? Can I get a picture with you?" And they would say, "Okay," because he knew they wanted a picture, but he didn't want to seem like Mr. Big Shot. You know, he wanted to be humble, and so he had a way of twisting that around. And he always carried little items that he could give away, and one of the best prizes was a George Bush logo golf ball, and it came in a little box, and he had them somewhere in his bag or on his person because he knew that he would run across people who would love to have a treat like that.
Oh, wow. I'm just grinning from ear to ear. That is... Thank you, Michael Patrick Shields, for sharing these stories with us. And the book that you can get for someone, I know that you have a hard time figuring out what to get for them for the holidays. This book is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George H.W. Bush. Michael Patrick, thanks so much for being on the show.
It's an honor to be on the airwaves and in the air on Pearl Harbor Day in Honolulu.
Thank you very, very much. We'll talk again soon. Aloha. This is We Are, because it's time for that time when the FCC requires us to tell you who we are. We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. And we're going to come back. We're going to go to Ireland. I know. I wish we could just all fly over there and meet Peter Lawrie and go on fairways and fun days and the whole town. We'd go playing golf and hearing stories from Peter, but we'll just have to talk with him right now, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And now close your eyes. We're going to Ireland, okay? Get the favorite picture, golf course, castle, whatever's in your mind. And now, Peter Lawry is European Tour champion. He's European Tournament Committee responsible for picking the Ryder Cup captain. That is their European Tour's tournament committee. He's owner of Spalwell Golf Academy. Now, he is director of golf at Fairways and Fun Days. Welcome into the clubhouse, Peter.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good.
I have to apologize. My dulcet tones here. I picked up man flu, unfortunately.
Man flu.
So, excuse all your listeners to my noise going on for the next while.
You're fine. you know, this is exciting. Fairways and Fun Days is this award-winning travel group that'll take you and work out whatever special package you want, whatever experience is in your mind. Of course, assuming it's close enough together would probably be the best thing. But if you've got a lot of time and you want to jump from one place to another, they'll work something up for you. It's Fairways and Fun Days. And now they have Director of Golf, Peter Lawry. He can go with you if that would, you know, you can play. It's like having a playing lesson with a European Tour professional who's a champion from the tour. And then there's the tour stories. Tell me something, Peter.
What could go wrong, Danielle?
What could go wrong? Nothing. You're in Ireland.
Nothing could go wrong.
What is one of the most common stories people ask you to tell about being a European Tour champion?
It's amazing. Everybody is very similar in what they want to hear. And people are generally nosy, and they want to hear, what is this guy like? You know, what is, for example, Paul Carrington like? What is Shane Lowry like? What is Lee Westwood like? They want to hear what the people, they see, you know, this nice guy signing autographs, whatever it may be, but you know, what are they like when they come home? What are they like, you know, out for dinner and stuff like that? Really, that's the main question that people ask. And then they, of course, they ask, you know, what's it like to win a golf tournament or what's it like to be in contention? But in general, people want to know about people.
Yeah.
And they, unfortunately, you have to burst their bubble a few times because not everybody is nice as they seem, you know. So you always have to go behind the scenes, and they get great kick out of that. And they learn that sometimes their hero is not such a hero, and then sometimes the guy that they think is not a nice guy is actually a really nice guy.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and when we see you when you're competing, it's usually a very, you know, not dour, but just a concentrated look on your face. You're not going to be grinning from ear to ear. You're in the middle of competition. It's your livelihood. You want to win. You want to be focused. Then we see everybody with their head down, you know, scribbling their name one after another. It's an absolute, I can totally understand why people want to know what they're really like. Are they really as nice as they seem? Rory McIlroy, is he as affable as he seems?
Rory is one of the nicest guys, and you know, I can tell a story here and now that Rory helped me out a lot. When I was losing my card in 2015 of the European Tour, I looked for an invitation to play in Dubai, and Rory was the man who got me the invitation.
Wow.
And also put me up in a free hotel that week. He wasn't using the room. He put me up in the free hotel. So Rory McIlroy doesn't, you know, I knew him when he started. I always said the kid was going to be a superstar from when I played with him in Portugal when he started, probably in the early 2000s. And, you know, he didn't owe me anything, but he came along and did that for me. So, excuse me.
Yeah.
Rory is, you know, one of the nice guys out there. He, you know, he's considerate, he's kind. You know, sometimes he gets a bit of a hard time, especially when he made the decision not to play the Irish Open this year. People, you know, kind of, I wouldn't have said turn their back on him, but say
they
weren't
dissed
really
him.
Appreciative of what he had done for
yes.
the Irish Open
yes.
prior to that.
Yes.
Like, he made a decision based on what he thought was going to be best for him to play well at the British Open, or at the Open, should I say. At his home course, or one of his home courses in Portrush. Now, it didn't turn out to be the right decision, but he made the decision, and he had to live with that decision. But unfortunately, people turned around and said, oh, Rory should have played the Irish Open. You can't turn your back.
You know, should have, could have, would have.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You better believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, behind in the life of the person we've been watching play golf. There's so many different factors that play into the decision making of a golf professional. Just working out your schedule must be incredible. We're talking with Peter Lawrie, European Tour champion. He was on the European Tour Tournament Committee responsible for picking the Ryder Cup captain. And he's director of golf of Fairways and Fun Days. Fairways and Fun Days, have you gone out with groups yet? This is pretty new for you.
No, it's very new for me. It's set up by two brothers, Joe and Phil. And they came to me and asked me would I have any interest in getting involved. And like anything, I had to, first of all, find out a little bit about them. But also, when I want to get involved with something, I want to do it 100% and do an ambassador. And I said, no, I don't want to be an ambassador. I want to be somebody who's more hands-on for people coming over, to bring in groups over, to give a five-star experience of Ireland. You know, I'm a very proud Irishman. And unfortunately, I haven't played all the great golf courses here in Ireland. Because I was on tour for so long, you get to play, you know, tournament golf courses outside of Ireland. But I want to go back to the likes of Waterfill, the Hinch, Ross's Point, Donegal, wherever, maybe Ford Island in Cork. You know, then you come up the East Coast, you play the European Club, you play Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, the Islands. You know, there's so many good golf courses in Ireland. And even off the beaten track, there's some brilliant golf courses. that people probably wouldn't even recognize if I called them out right now. And that is the goal of Fairways and Fun Days, is to give that five-star experience, made sure everybody's looked after. Logistics are one of our main key goals, to make sure that everything runs smoothly. And then also, people coming to Ireland, they want to know what's the culture like, and they want to taste a pint of Guinness, of course. So they want to go to the right places. They want to go where there's a bit of crack. They want to go where there's a bit of music. They want some nice food. And hey, what? We know where all the places are. So, you know, anybody out there, whoever's listening, and I know there's plenty of people listening, Fairways and Fun Days are the people to contact. And we will make sure that we look after you 100%.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
So there's my official line of Fairways and Fun Days. I think I did that quite well.
I'm impressed. It's like it just came out of you. What's beautiful about it is that you weren't prepped. I mean, you didn't know I was going to ask that question at that moment,
and
you
not just at all.
You know,
not at all.
Right now, what I read on LinkedIn was really. It hit me because I know a lot of people, not on the level of your play, but just in general, and you wrote on LinkedIn, in 2016, I fell out of love with golf, or maybe it fell out of love with me. Today, in the old head golf links in Kinsale, that love just returned. If you, like me, have not played all the Great Links courses of Ireland, well, why not join me? And you can contact Peter at peter@fairwaysandfundays.com or just check out the website, fairwaysandfundays.com. And he said, book your trip and enjoy, like I did today, a piece of heaven. So what we were talking about, how you haven't played all the courses and falling out of love, it's like... It maybe the job of it, and you just can't perform the what was it that you fell out of love with?
Look, golf was a struggle for me just at the very end of my playing career. Now, hopefully, that playing career will continue in senior start.
Oh, great!
Right now, you know, I just struggled. I was struggling to score well. I was struggling to make cuts. I was struggling to keep my card. And eventually it just got to a grind where, you know, it just wasn't fun anymore. So when I stopped playing in 2016, I decided, well, what am I going to do? You know, when I finished playing, I decided that I'd take up a job as director of golf in Luttrellstown at the time. And then I realized when I was in Luttrellstown, wow, I've forgotten what it's like to work for somebody, because I had been my own boss for 20-odd years on the European Tour. And I forgot that I might have to ask permission to do something, you know, like build a driving range in Luttrellstown. And I went, oh, yeah, let's do that, you know, forgetting that what there was, you know, somebody above me that actually made the decisions, and it wasn't me making decisions. So after a while, I said to myself, look, Peter, you really have to work for yourself here, because I'm just that type of character. I need to work for myself. So there was a driving range going right in the center of Dublin called Spowell Golf. It was called Spowell Driving Range at the time. I bid for it, and I got it. We've turned it around. It was like a failing range, and we've turned it around, and I have a great team that works for me over there. So... you know, it's been good, but those 18 months, I learned a lesson, you know, go work for yourself and go do what, you know, you have to do. And I'm answerable to nobody apart from my lovely wife, of course, who puts me on the straight and narrow every so often. But, look, I'm enjoying life, and I'm really enjoying being involved with the lads in Fairways and Fun Days. I'm enjoying myself with the Spowell Golf Academy, and I've got a couple of other things as well going. I've got a booking engine. I'm trying to take on golf now as we speak. But unfortunately, they got a whole lot deeper pockets than I have. But We shall see, as the man says. We shall see.
Yes.
I am best anyway.
You never know until you try. This is Peter Lowry, European Tour champion. And I got to ask you, are you feeling well enough to continue?
Oh, absolutely. I'm fine. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah.
Have you heard about the Patrick Reed a penalty?
Wow. Yeah. I tell you, I just gave you a little bit of story there. Back in my committee days, we had a similar incident that went on tour, where a player at the time tapped down a spike mark right in front of the ball. Now, I let your listeners realize who that is. I'm not going to say who it is right now on air. But the player was actually disqualified because it was such an offense. And that's my opinion. I watched it over and over again, and I just thought it was wrong. And I thought the way the a Masters champion was handled and say, look, you know, I really messed up here, and let's move on.
I feel it. And I've heard some players say that's impossible. Would you feel moving the sand that way?
Well, it's like this. When we put our club behind the ball, right, one single revolution, because we'll have to call a penalty on ourselves. So if he can't see, many majority of us can see a dimple being moved. You know, a dimple moving on
the
ball.
Yes. Yes.
Well then. You know, I don't buy into that one at all. I really don't. I don't buy into it at all. And you know, it's a case where this is very serious. Like, this guy is representing America now in the President's Cup very shortly.
Yep.
it's not his first time either to a bit of controversy. And I don't think it would do very well for the team, to be honest with you. I'm not saying it's going to split the team, but it's going to be a... it's certainly going to take away from the President's Cup, I feel, because he's going to be asked a lot of questions about it. And all the other players will certainly be either talking about it on the range. Certainly the caddies will be talking about it on the range, because they'll talk about everything on the range. as well, I have noticed. But, look, you know, golf really needs to, you know, pull itself up. There's been a couple of incidences lately. Never mind being moving sand. There's been a few other players who, their behaviour has been quite poor, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I could give you one example of Matt Kuchar. His behaviour has been poor. And, you know, I just think we all, as somebody said to me, you're a professional 24/7, and you have to behave that way. Once you're a professional golfer, you're a professional golfer all through your life. And Tiger Woods found that out to his detriment a long time ago, and I think he has got his act together big time. And a couple of other players that are on both tours need to realize that the game of golf is bigger than they are. And we all are giving our younger generation who are looking at us and believing in us and copying everything we do. We need to show a good example. And when you put it into your head with Jack Nicklaus, and that would be my sort of go-to person. Would Jack Nicklaus tolerate this behavior in himself? Absolutely not. He would be appalled by it. Arnold Palmer, the same. And you have to go back to these guys, because these were the guys who started, you know, pretty much getting professional golf out there. And we owe great gratitude to them. And we all professionals owe great gratitude to Tiger Woods, because he's grown the game so much. But we have to behave in a certain way that is beyond reproach. And that's what golf is meant to be. And unfortunately, Patrick Reed and a few others are not behaving that way.
That's so good to hear from you. I mean, it's good to see. I think that penalties need to be enforced in other aspects, slow play and other things that happen on the tour. And we need to have more time. I want to finish our conversation again with fairways and fun days, because golf is supposed to be fun. If you're playing with your friends and you're not playing by the rules, that's one thing. You know, there's no rules official is going to say, don't do that, you can't do that. But if you're playing the game and you're playing by the rules, there are rules that everybody is playing by. Protect the field. You got to call everybody out. I know it's uncomfortable, but that's the way it is. And you call yourself out. And that's the most important thing. Call yourself out and say, I did this. And that was what was when he said, you only had one camera angle. I didn't take much more than that one camera angle. Peter Lowry, yeah. European Tour champion and director of golf, Fairways and Fun Days. You can find him, Peter, at fairwaysandfundays.com, or just go to Fairways and Fun Days and check him out. Book a trip to Ireland and have some fun, and get Peter to take you out on the course and show you a few shots that you probably don't have in your bag. Peter, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Kate. Mille faccia.
Oh, that was wonderful. All right, we want to thank the people who make this show possible. And listen, I spoke about it earlier, but Aloha Power has what you need. You got to do something for the house, right? We always want to do something. How about doing something for the house that'll take care of you when things aren't quite right? We got a high surf warning up. Who knows? You know, you might need a generator. And this weekend, you can get the Honda EU 2200i generator for $999. Just get an extended warranty with it for $99 at Waipahu at Sand Island Access Road. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment. Again, that is the Honda EU 2200i generator for just $999. And our other sponsors who take care of us so well, Oahu Extraction. You know, when things go just a bit awry with the world and something like water is flowing down the walls. I've seen this happen to a couple. Their upstairs people, the tub wasn't turned off and it flooded. It went right down the walls of their apartment. And they needed help, a lot of it. So immediately I said, you got to call Oahu Extraction. Oahu Extraction, because when it floods, water coming down, you never know, or the sewer pipes or the mud that's left over, you want them to get on it right away. Oahu Extraction, 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. And their number is 330-6212, 808-330-6212. You should have that on your refrigerator or someplace where you keep important numbers. OahuExtraction.com. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Creative Plumbing. No project's too big. No project. They do all of it. If you're worried about doing a renovation or a new build and all the stuff that goes into that, just get in touch with Creative Plumbing. And Bougainville Flooring Superstore, Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. Doesn't matter what you need, just go to Bougainville Flooring near the NEC. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.